Well, welcome everybody. It's the Peering Lifestyle Call. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. We got one of our owners, David Sandoval, calling in from Standing Rock. And he's going to talk a little bit about why he is standing with Standing Rock, what's going on there, and importantly, why water is so important to all of us. And it's going to be a great call. It's going to be a serious call. And I'm so glad that you have the opportunity to learn from Dave just like I do every Wednesday night. So thanks for being on the line. This call is being recorded. And David Sandoval, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me, David?
I can, loud and clear. So please tell us what's going on with Standing Rock and water and what's going on. So,
well, first of all, I noticed that there are a frack.
David, you're kind of coming in and out. You're kind of coming in and out.
Okay. So tell me if you could hear me. Signal seems pretty strong, but...
it's good now. Better now.
Okay. So you know, a lot of people, I think, are you know, it's the morning after, you know, it's the day after an election, a big election. Our country's a little bit confused and divided. Some people are elated. Some people are not as much so. And I see things on the news that are disturbing me, you know, about people, you know, violently protesting. Violence is never the answer. Protest is always okay. But the bottom line is that we're all Americans. This is the United States of America. It's not the divided states of America. And regardless of who you personally backed in this past election, we need to come together right now and know that the real votes that we cast are the way that we act. It's who we are. It's our character. It's not what we decide at the ballot box. And so I just want to ask everybody whether you were, you know, happier or not so happy about the result of last night's election to know that, you know, let's put that behind us now and let's start to look toward the future, a better future, a brighter future for ourselves that we make. We're each in control of our own destiny. And regardless of the events that happen and swirl around us, we know that we are, in fact, responsible for us. So let's be responsible for us in the most responsible way. Let's unite again as a country. Let's stop buying into political rhetoric that's been stirred up by self-serving people. And let's join together, like I said, in our mission. Our mission is real. Our mission is borderless. Our mission is raceless. It's faceless. Our mission is humanity. Saving humanity one person at a time, one person at a time, one cell at a time, and one day at a time. And so who knows what the future brings? Eleanor Roosevelt said, you know, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. So let's open this present, and let's enjoy it. It's ours, and nothing that happened last night is going to change who you are as a human being. So let's all rise up and be the best human beings we could be. And that's my message to start tonight. And the second message is about where I'm going. This is not a political protest. I don't want anybody to think that this is a political protest. This is a protest against not politics, against huge corporations, international corporations who value oil over water. We have farmers all along the Missouri River and its tributaries who are counting on this water to feed America. We have people who would drink this water, our children. We saw what happened in Flint, Michigan. We saw what happened in Flint, Michigan. And we can't let that happen again. And so regardless of what side of the political spectrum you sit or how you feel about, you know, Native American culture or about how personal, how any individual might act during this protest, I want you to look at the big picture. And the big picture is that for the first time in a long time, you have American clergy. Over 200 clergy came here from all of the churches. And they said that they're standing with Standing Rock. Priests and rabbis and holy men, bishops, standing arm in arm, saying that they're renouncing, you know, this doctrine of discovery that said that they're allowed to treat human beings as subhuman so long as it helps manifest destiny. And this is an ancient doctrine that was created, you know, before slavery was abolished, long before. And so we just have to acknowledge that there's some remnants of our past that need to be cleaned up, and that there are huge international corporations that are stealing money right underneath America, right from our soil. And the economics of this are not legitimate either. I just want to let you know, I've studied the economics and that side of it. And the oil pipeline doesn't make economic sense either. And so I just want you guys to know that, that I am not taking a political stand. I'm taking a stand for the earth. I'm taking a stand for the water. I'm taking a stand for people. And politics aside, that's what I'm here to defend. So that having been said, let's talk about water. Let's talk about Purium and how Purium has this amazing way of helping water in our body. Our body is 60 to 70% water, depending on your state of your health. And we want it to be on the 70 side. We want our body to be 2/3 or more water. And that's cool because that means we're going to have a lot of stuff moving. Water is like, think of rivers and think of electricity. Well, water actually conducts and helps conduct, it contains minerals and helps the electrical transport of our body. It also moves nutrients and makes our cells full. So when we're hydrated, our body's very happy. We have fewer wrinkles. We're not constipated. We don't have headaches. We don't have cramps. All of these things. Being properly hydrated is probably one of the keys. One of the keys, if you're going to say, what are the top 10 things that you need to do in order to be really, really healthy? Well, being hydrated is going to be in the higher end of that, in the top 5 more than likely, because water is life. And without water, we can't live. And there's one simple thing, and this is sort of a political statement, but I'm not going to belabor it. We could live without oil. We may not want to, but we can. We could generate electricity, and we could make other sources of fuel. We cannot live without water. There's no substitute. There's no alternative. There's nothing that we could take instead of water. It's the only water we have. So let's think about that. Just when we think about the priorities and the importance of things, let's think about water and think about how important it is in our everyday life. We wash with it. We water our lawns with it. We drink it. We bathe our children in it. We use it to grow our food, and we couldn't live without it. So just last part about that. So the water in our body is really important too. And we have products, by the way. We have products at Purium that have amazing impact on water. So let's talk about our cells. And let's talk about cells and the way that they hold water. And when cells hold water, they have to pass water from one cell to another. And this semi-permeable membrane that allows water to do that is sometimes not that efficient. And when we have blockages in that semi-permeable membrane and the transfer and the movement of water is inhibited, and then this osmotic, that's the water moving through cell membranes, this osmotic, pressure begins to build up because it's not able to happen. And so then we could get, like I said, cramps, headaches, dehydration, wrinkles, constipation, and acne, just, dozens and dozens and dozens of impacts that the lack of water will have on you. And so obviously within water are minerals. If you drank too much water, you would die because the minerals in your body would become so diluted that they could no longer pass along the electrical impulses. And you could actually die from having too much water. So the balance of water and minerals in your body is vitally important. And so being properly hydrated and also properly mineralized go hand in hand. And so two of my superstars of rehydration, two of my superstars of remineralization are, of course, the ionic elements and the super aminos 23 for two very different reasons. First of all, the super amino 23 is able to regulate osmotic pressure. And so it actually helps support the healthy movement of water through cell membranes. And this means that you're not going to have cells that have too much moisture and cells that have too little moisture right next to each other. And this happens all the time. I want you to imagine a floor with tiles, and each tile is one perfect square foot, right? And they're all perfectly flat. Well, imagine if every one of those tiles was instead a balloon, and if there was a different amount of air in each balloon. And then you would look at the floor, and it wouldn't look even at all. It would look lumpy, and that happens in our body. We have some cells that don't have enough water and some cells that have too much. And when you equalize that, you smooth out the lines of your skin. You smooth out internally the movement of water and the flow of water, and cramps go away and headaches go away and muscle aches go away, and all amazing toxins are released, and you know, old water is let go of and new water could flush it. You know, it's a beautiful thing, this transfer, osmotic interaction of water and the movement of water through our body to move nutrients, to move, you know, to fulfill our lymph fluid and to help our blood. And, you know, when you're dehydrated, our blood slows down and it gets thicker, and that's not good. So, again, if you have enough moisture, then you're going to, the master aminos will move that moisture in and around your body. And if you have enough minerals, then the conductivity of your body will be enhanced and will be firing in your brain and your muscles and your tissue and your reactions and your memory and your digestion and your elimination and your detoxification. All of that's going to be enhanced dramatically. And your body will become alkaline the way it's supposed to be, not over-alkaline, but alkaline balanced. And this will happen when you take the ionic elements. But how do we know when we've had enough water? What is enough water? Well, you guys have heard me tell you many, many times that there is, please forgive me, there's a little bit of a Indian, some of my native friends howling around in the camp and just having a little bit of fun. But anyway, the that moves into our body should be associated to a certain extent to our body weight. And so I always tell people, and if we weigh 200 pounds, have 100 ounces of water a day. If we weigh 100 pounds, have 50 ounces of water a day, etc. And this works out really nicely. You could have more than that, but that's sort of the minimum. A little bit more than that is okay. A lot more than that is probably not. And how do you know that you're properly hydrated? Well, during the daytime, you mean that you're going to be urinating every 2 hours. Not more than that, but more than that is okay. If it's every hour and a half, maybe you're starting to get to be, you're drinking a little too much water. So if you're urinating every 2 hours, it's good. Every hour and a half, it's too much. Every 4 hours, then you need more water. So that's a really good general rule to think about. Now, why don't you urinate at night? Well, that's because of your potassium sodium pump. At night, your body absorbs more sodium into your cells so that you can hold more water so you don't have to get up and pee in the middle of the night. And that's one of those little secrets that your body gives you. And then in the morning, the potassium moves into the cells, tightens up your muscles, and your bladder squeezes, and you're then going to want to wake up and urinate and defecate as well. And that's that beautiful peristaltic action that's driven by the sodium-potassium cycle, and also part of the Krebs cycle that's part of our energy-producing cycle as well. So the body has this beautiful, miraculous, amazing ability to communicate, you know, through the means of electrical impulses. And we know that when we take the ionic elements, that the ionic elements have a lot of magnesium, which our bodies really need to relax and to reduce stress. And they have a lot of this, the minerals, over 72 different minerals that our body is craving in order to regenerate and renew and to restore, you know, help stabilize blood glucose and stimulate digestion. And every single chemical reaction in the body needs minerals and enzymes. Minerals and enzymes. These are catalysts, and catalysts trigger chemical reactions that are far greater than themselves. Like one domino falling, and all of a sudden 1,000 dominoes, 1,000,000 dominoes could fall. But if that first domino never falls, all these chemical reactions aren't going to happen in your body. Think about that. All these cleansing chemical reactions that eliminate toxins from your body are like dominoes, and that domino effect. And if you don't have the triggers, if you don't have enzymes and minerals and proper rehydration, then those dominoes don't fall. And if you see a gap, if you've ever set up a whole bunch of dominoes and you put two of them a little too far apart and the first 10 fall but the next 100 don't, you know that that's a lot like a chemical reaction that didn't happen all the way, just partial chemical reactions. And those happen in our body all the time. We need complete, thorough chemical reactions, complete peristaltic action, complete, you know, neurotransmission, complete, you know, rehydration and mineralization of the body will accomplish this. And so drinking enough water. What about the purity of water? Where are you getting your water? What's the energy in your water? You know, do you set your water out overnight? Sometimes, like in Ayurveda, they say put your water in a vessel that's made of copper. And so I want to teach you a secret how to make living water out of our organic elements. You could take a copper vessel, make sure it's nice and clean, and then you're going to put your purified water in there. It could be distilled. It could be reverse osmosis. It could be zero water, because you're going to add the minerals back in using the ionic elements. So then you're going to put the ionic elements into the water that's in the copper vessel, and you're going to leave it in the refrigerator or even on your bedside next to you while you sleep. If you really want to get crazy, you could, you know, put a little bit of Himalayan sea salt in there, just a tiny bit. But I think that the ionic elements is more than enough. And remember that for some people, the Himalayan sea salt is just going to help them in the morning with their digestion. So then you wake up and you drink that water first thing in the morning, and it has come to life overnight. The structure of the water will have changed. You can actually see it under a microscope. The structure of the water will have changed significantly for having taken the time to sort of, in a way, ferment or to cook it, but not with heat, but you know what I mean, to let it sit and to mix together. And it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, how your body feels. You wake up in the morning, you drink that water in the Ayurvedic way through the copper vessel, room temperature, sitting right next to your bed with the ionic elements in it, maybe a dash of salt, and your body just feels alive in the morning. And then you're going to have, you're going to move to the toilet for sure. And it's going to be very useful in helping you to stimulate, you know, the peristalses, and also to eliminate, you know, urinate and defecate in the most efficient way for having been rehydrated. So let's talk about moisture and how important it is. Everybody talks about fiber this, fiber that. Well, guess what? Fiber, for the most part, absorbs moisture. And if you have a lot of fiber and no moisture, then your bowel is not going to move more. It's going to move less. And so without the proper amount of moisture, the proper amount of water, even taking fiber could actually be worse for you than better. So you need water, because in the evening, like I said, your bowel will have a lot of sodium in it, and that's going to hold the water and make you soft and supple and help you, you know, settle into your sheets and settle into your pillow and sleep really good. And in the morning, when it squeezes together, it's no longer, you know, full of sodium, it's full of potassium, but the moisture is still there, and that lubrication is going to be vitally important for elimination. Lubrication and elimination, that lubrication comes from water, and it comes from healthy fat. And if you have enough water, enough healthy fat, then you should never, ever worry about whether you're eliminating properly or often enough. So, again, tonight's subject is about water. It's about the water inside of your body. It's about the water that is on this earth and the water that we're trying to protect, because water is life. You know, I want to ask people to just look in their hearts and to not judge me. I've felt a little, felt some judgment online. I've seen people posting things, you know, asking where my heart is at in supporting this movement and what it has to do with Purium, and why I would be distracted by this, and why I wouldn't stay focused on, you know, on nutrition. But you have to understand that I'm a warrior for this earth. I'm here to defend you. I'm here to defend the future of your children and the seven generations of children that will come after you. And we can't do that if they don't have water. We can't leave this earth. We can't leave this water. We can't leave this air. We cannot leave our food. Forget about politics. Forget about who's president. Let's think about our water, our air, our earth. Think about our food. Think about our children. And let's focus on those actions, those votes that we take every single day. 100 times a day we vote. With every single action we take, we're voting every single day. We need to ask ourselves, are we voting for a beautiful future for our children? Are we supporting ourselves in such a way that they're going to turn and support us for years and decades to come? Because this beautiful ship that we're in called our body, this beautiful little vessel, this you know, time traveler that's going to take us from yesterday until tomorrow. What are we doing to take care of that? Are we really, really preparing it for the journey that we're on? We talk about survival. We talk about, you know, rights, and we talk about freedom. But your cells need to survive, and your cells need freedom from disease. And those are the right fighting for. That's what we're here doing. And I just want to let you know that this is an extension of what we believe in. This is not in conflict with anything that you know about Purium, because this is not a political statement. Politics aside, this is for your children. This is for the protection of our planet. This is for the protection of water. So our prayers that are going out from here, our prayers that are going out were answered. And again, over hundreds of ministers came here from every denomination. Every church in America came and stood with us. And so I want you to know that, you know, this is a cause that's all about, you know, nutrition in a way, because water is vital to our health. And so again, David, I appreciate you and Amy both being open to letting me use this forum to express myself and the things that I'm passionate about. And I apologize to those of you who don't see it as being consistent with the Purium message. And I'll do my best to make sure that, you know, that I don't make this more important than Purium. It isn't. It's an extension of it, though. And I want to let you know that I appreciate those of you who have supported me as well. And for those of you who disagree with me, I respect you and I honor you. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you disagreeing with me. That's what I like about this country. That's what I like about the world, is that, and humanity, is that people who disagree could live in harmony. People who disagree could love each other. People who disagree could support each other. And people who disagree could also accept the fact that what they want at this time may not be what is going to happen, and know that that which we don't get is going to make us more capable of finding that which we do. So again, well, Dave, there's songs breaking out everywhere around me, and I hope that is okay.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to say that, you know, there's a saying that I like, which is time either promotes you or exposes you. And I've known you for almost 20 years now, and your consistent vision, your consistency about love and health and nutrition and the environment is consistent. And constantly you impress me and our family and our community, and you know, we appreciate all that you do, and that you are a unique, revolutionary, visionary owner, and that's what makes Purium special. And you know, 99.9% of the people not only believe in what you believe in, but also don't have the passion to go do what you're willing to do, to put your actions where your heart is and to put your actions where your words are. And that's what a true leader does. So we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And broadcasting live from what they're calling Facebook Hill here at the reservation. There's one hill that gets signal from the satellite. And everybody, if they want to talk, they all have to come up to this hill. And again, at the same time, this is the hill where you could hear the drums from. So the natives, you know, if they want to call people to prayer, and they come up here, so they're calling people to the evening prayer right now. I just want to let you know that there is a lot of praying going on here, very serious people, a lot of hard work. And we had like dozens of policemen turn around and refuse to pepper spray people. We've had elder women shot, you know, with bean bags in the back, and had people dying in this effort, you know, innocently. And it's not supposed to be that way. It's just not supposed to be that way. And so we have to stand together as Americans, you know, for the future of this country. And that isn't about a political statement. It's about the water. It's about the air. It's about the earth. And it's about our children. And that has no party. And so thank you, everybody, for your support. A few minutes. Oh, I just like to unlock the phones like we always do and get together like a community, like an ohana, like a family, like a tribe, and know that despite our political differences and our political affiliations, that we're all together on this spaceship called Earth, and we got to have each other's back. So smile at somebody tomorrow for me. Smile at somebody that you know, somebody who you didn't agree with on Facebook, let them know it's okay. Let them know you still love them. Let them know it's over with. Let them know that we're moving on together as brothers and sisters and mothers, and that we could overcome anything together. And it's always dark for those of you who don't like what's going on. Just remember, it always gets dark before the light. And for those of you who have hope because of what happened, let's make that happen. Don't disappoint the rest of us who might be worried that, you know, that there's going to be a country that's divided. Let's make this the United States of America again. I don't care about making it great again. That's just a political statement, but let's make it united again. That's my hope. That's my prayer. And thank you all for listening.